Joe had been sent up for armed robbery, and he was dutifully doing his time in Washington, D.C., and it looked like he was going to come out of it all smelling like a rose. He was a model prisoner, and he heard through the grapevine that he was going to be up for parole in a few months, so life was good. That is, until he got a letter from his girlfriend. She wrote that she had just been arrested, and she needed him to help her through the legal hoops she was about to face. It looked like she'd be doing some time of her own if he didn't lend a helping hand, so he did what any gentleman would do in his circumstances. He broke out of jail, managed to find his way to the dumpster, and got himself hauled out with the garbage. Not what you call swashbuckling, but it served the purpose. He made his way to a friend's place where he hung out until he got his girl out on bail. Once she caught up with him, they got hold of a good lawyer to do the job and planned out her defense. Only, she was kind of shaky about the whole thing, so Joe did what any gentleman would do in those circumstances. He accompanied her to the courtroom for her trial. Well, things were going along quite nicely. Nobody recognized him or anything like that. That is, until they went out to a mall for lunch one day during the trial recess. After they ate, he decided to wander around to get a look at the latest in retail developments. He went in one direction, she went in another. Then it came time for them to go head back to the courthouse. She couldn't find him anywhere, so she had him paged. Not a smart idea. Some police officers recognized his name and arrested him as he returned to the courthouse. In a car he had stolen over the lunch hour. This has been A Tale in 2 Minutes. I'm Jay Stetzer, the storyteller, for All in a Story Productions. Visit me on my website, www.jstetzer.com.